Oh, you got a new thing over here? Sure, I'll buy that. They have no loyalty. So forget these customers. I mean, we'll take orders from them for sure. What's the big thing about these guys? All these guys in here are all set. That's the ones we want. We love those guys. They're all set. They're just all set on the wrong supplier. That's it. But we love guys that are all set because they're going to be all set on us if we don't screw it up. And that's why we're here, learning how not to screw it up. Let me tell you how many of these I screwed up. I didn't realize how valuable all these guys are. They're fantastic. These guys over here, you're never going to sell them. They hate you. They hate everything. Whatever it is, you're never going to sell them. We're not going to waste our time on them. Don't let your ego get in the way. I'm going to sell this guy if I die. Nah, forget them. If you can't, there are over 70,000 companies that buy our products in the United States. So let me tell you, there's plenty of customers out there. And, you know, we can be successful without doing business at X percentage of them. So let's understand, these guys over here are all set. When you walk into an account and Rob, they say, no, we're all set. Here's another account that's all set. Most of them are all set, and that's great. That's what we want to hear. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's really good. Would you mind if I stop back if I have something new that comes up that might be of interest to you? Sure, you could stop back. Most of them, even though I'm all set. You know, what's the big thing here for these guys when they're all set? Change. How many of us love change? Oh, I can't wait, this new Windows Vista. Let's screw up all our computers with this new thing. Let's throw Office 2007 in the mix. Great. I could spend 3 weeks straightening that mess out, right? Change. Nobody likes change. So I'm not here to change anything. You're all set. I'm not going to change that. God, if it's working, why would we mess with it? Maybe we could tweak something down the road. I go right by your office every single day. Do you mind if I stop in from time to time if I learn something that might be helpful to you?
Isn't that the easiest place to build a relationship with its non-adversarial?
Well, if it's adversarial, you're not going to even
right,
be bothering
saying,
with
but
it.
I'm
so
saying that one because you're saying, okay, you're all set. I'm going to stop in. There's no walls up. As long as you take that posture.
Yeah, well, I guess that's right. I'm not totally certain of that, but the idea that I have here is that all the customers out there that are worth having are going to be all set. So we got customers where we're presumably the primary supplier, the favorite supplier. We can spend time on those, and these other accounts, they're all set. Fine, that's great. We like customers that are all set. But maybe there's still an area where we might be able to help them is the attitude that we should have, as opposed to we're going to go in there and kick these other guys out, and I'm going to be the hero here in like 3 weeks. You know, it's not going to happen. They don't want change. We're not going to threaten them with change. But, you know, I go right by here, and the stuff we make is so good for the kinds of things that you do. Would it be all right if I stop in, you know, just from time to time? You know, if you take that attitude as opposed to I'd like to come back tomorrow. You know, hey, you just came into the account the first day. Can I come back tomorrow? How about the next day? You know, and then it's more about I want. I want to come in tomorrow. I want to come in the next day. Would it be all right if I were to stop in, you know, in the future, down the road, you know? And then, you know, would it be okay if you just kind of show me around? I go by here so often, and I just saw this lovely factory with all these cars in the parking lot. I just kind of wonder what it was. Is there a... Could I make an appointment maybe to come back sometime just to get a tour and see what you guys do? You know, that's an approach that I like. It's not like, let me come in and force these drills down your throat. You know, let me come in and just get a tour. Boy, that's the way to go. We're not going to upset the apple cart here. You're all set. We know that. We want to help you. That's what we want to try to do. Now, this is the purchase cycle. Now, that readiness to buy curve is something I put together. Now, like I say, it's not a an intellectual discovery there, but it's I think it's helpful in trying to understand. And this is the next one of my material that I believe is helpful in understanding. Customers don't go from awareness to, yeah, sell me everything you make. They just don't, just doesn't happen. It will never happen. I'm not going to say it won't ever happen, because you got those easy to sell things that are way on the right, and it could be a, you know, the moon and the stars could all be in the right way or something, and it's something, anything's possible. But in the main, customers don't go from awareness, even if it's better than what they're using, to buying your stuff. They don't do that right off the bat. This is what I found. So what do they do? Well, it starts out, in my view, with awareness. Now, Darren already told us it's 7 or 8 times, and there's good material, in my view, here on page 10, 11, and so on, that you could read it later if you get a chance. But the awareness phase can take up to 10 events. And like I told you, I'm doing databases, I'm on the phone, I'm talking to Darren, and I'm looking, I sent him this, I emailed him, faxed him, and talked to him personally, and he doesn't remember any of that.